Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of April, and I'm recording at 10 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, this is an interesting day. I know I often say that, but it is so often the case, isn't it? There's always something going on that's quite interesting, and let me start with the highlight to justify that interesting introduction. This is the earnings season, as you know, and let's take Wall Street first. The NASDAQ 100 closed down. It was about 0.8 of a percent, I believe. Well, that's been more than regained in the after-hours trading because we had Facebook and, more importantly, Apple reporting earnings that beat estimates. Now, here's a little bit of the bump on Apple from Bloomberg. iPhone sales were 43.7 million, topping analysts' estimates of 37.7 million. In addition, Apple said that it will expand its shareholder payout program and increasing its share repurchase authorization to $90 billion from $60 billion, and announcing a 7-for-1 stock split. The company also increased its dividend. Well, obviously, the market liked that, and this will be reflected in tomorrow's trading. You can be sure of that. Now, going back to from there to the Asian markets here today, we had mixed but mostly steadyish here. Japan up nearly 1.1% on the day. That's taken the Nikkei to 14,546. So it's steady here in this range. Australia was also a little bit higher, 0.7%. And China was a little lower, down nearly 1 percentage point in the Hang Seng index. Shanghai Composite down a quarter of a percent. So it's basically just quiet. India, interestingly, up just over 0.5%. Now that's another new all-time high by India before the much anticipated and very exciting election. Steady markets, basically. The New Zealand index, I see, is up 0.75%, and that's been a firm market overall. So a lot going on. And in the Asian markets, I just gave you the Asian markets. In the European markets, small declines here on the day. The biggest one was Sweden, down 1.2%. I don't think there was any other double figure number in there today. And again, I mentioned that the U.S. market down slightly. That'll be reversed tomorrow. Brazil and Mexico and Canada, I see, are all slightly lower, influenced by Wall Street. Now, what else to mention here? In government bonds, now that the U.S. 10-year is slightly easier, down to 2.695%, so just below that 2.7 level, still very much in that range of over 4 months. My guess is that might decline a little bit. I beg your pardon. That yield might actually increase a little bit come tomorrow. Now, the U.S. dollar index is down slightly here at 79.85. And that shows the euro is quietly steady, 1.3816. Sterling a little easier in here today, 1.6781. The Chinese renminbi continues to weaken. That's at 6.2 238 against the U.S. dollar. And you can remember it wasn't all that long ago. It was down just above the, hovering just above the 6% level. Precious metals, well, modest rallies. I really should say barely steady on gold and silver. But the silver is at least at $19.44. Now, the $19 level is a prior support area here on silver, but it needs an upper dynamic to reaffirm, a very clear upper dynamic to reaffirm that there is buying interest at these levels. And that might be tricky because this is not a particularly seasonally attractive period for precious metals. They tend to do better in the fourth quarter of the year and the first quarter of the new year when you get buying in terms of both Chinese and Indian demand. And platinum a little higher, $5 higher, $14.05. Palladium up $3. Gold barely changed, $12.84. The industrial metals, a little bit mixed in here today. They were quite strong yesterday, as you may recall. Now, nickel continued that trend, up 0.75% here today. But aluminium and zinc, I see, were just a little bit lower. I think copper, however, was just slightly firmer, trading slightly firmer in the U.S. And CCI, though, that's that cumulative commodity index, closed at a new recovery high in here today. Remember, that's been in a ranging consolidation for over a month now, following the year's very strong gains. It's had a significant recovery this year, led by the agricultural commodities. And some of those are steady today here as well. Not soybeans, down another 11 cents today. It's a small decline. Corn and wheat are both a little bit firmer. Rough rice, I believe, is firmer. Sugar, firmer. Most of the agricultural commodities are stronger in here today. And that's, I think, pretty well covered it. Expect a steady tone here tomorrow, at least ahead of the reporting season that occurs on Wall Street, and that will be interesting. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.